quick birthday shout out. I'm only doing this because apparently this 8-year-old Levi loves the show. He's turning 8 today. Happy birthday, Levi. Hope you get a hippopotamus wearing a rainbow sweater or something.
Happy birthday.
So it was my birthday over the weekend. I turned 26. I'm newly single. I gathered all my best girls in town to go out and hit the bars. This is the first time I've done this now in, I mean, probably a little over a year. And it was really fun. It wasn't like our main focus was trying to meet guys. But obviously, when you're with a group of your friends and you're all single, like, you want to have fun and mingle with people.
Right, obviously.
But we're, like, discussing, okay, well, how are we going to go up to that group? Like, because you know what you always see when you're at a bar is you always see a group of friends, whether it's guys and girls or just guys or just girls, and they're all canoodled and huddled together, right?
Uh-huh.
And it always feels intimidating to go up to that group and just, like, how do you start an awkward conversation like that and interrupt them, whatever they're talking about. It's always strange because you don't want to bother them. You want to seem annoying, but you do want to talk to them and try to see if there could be a connection in there. So my friends and I come up with this theory called the Steven theory, the Steven situation, whatever you want to call it. And the theory is, if you are in your group of girlfriends and you see some guys out that you want to talk to, but you're scared, you go up to one of the guys, whoever you think is the hottest, and you say, "Oh, I'm sorry, is your name Steven?" And most likely he's going to say, no, actually I'm so-and-so. And then you're like, "Oh, okay, I'm so sorry. I was looking for this guy, Steven. I thought maybe you were him. But what's your name again?" And then they tell you, and then you're like, "Oh, cool. Well, I'm so-and-so. These are my friends."
Right.
And that is your freaking in to talk to them.
I have actually heard that before.
Really?
Yes. But I think that after you ask them if their name's Steven and they say no, just like, "Oh, I'm sorry, you look just like my friend's older brother, so let's interpret it was you." I think you should go with friend's older brother instead of like, "Oh, I thought like I was looking for a guy," because then that kind of sounds like you were trying to like go on a blind date or something.
That's really good, Liv. That's a good one. Yeah, you don't want to look like that.
Right.
So
right.
Liv has a good point. 833 Joe Alex. I'm wanting to know how you and your friends go up to guys that you are interested in at bars. 833 Joe Alex. So the other thing that we tried was the survey, which I think I've talked about briefly before, last time I was single, which would have been a while ago. So the survey is you go up to a group and you just say, "Okay, guys, so sorry to interrupt. My friends and I have like this really stupid bet."
Uh-huh.
"And we just saw you guys and we were betting each other that you guys met both in high school. You went to high school together."
Right.
And then they always answer like, "Oh no, actually we work together," or, "Oh, this is my cousin," or whatever. So that is your conversation in.
Right. Okay, now so I think that one is good.
You think it's better? Steven theory or the survey theory?
I think Steven theory is better.
Okay.
Your survey theory. This only works if you are a 8.5 or an 8, if you're a solid 8 to a 10. Here's the thing. If you are, it looks very obvious. It's very obvious what you're doing. The guys will immediately know what you're up to.
Oh, dang.
Yes, this is not like...
See, the guys need to call in too, 833-JOE-ALEX. Like, if my group of friends and I went and did this, would you know what we were doing?
Yes, I'm telling you right now, that is so painfully obvious. But here's the thing, Alex. You are hot. You're like a 9.5, okay?
No way. Am I really a 9.5?
You are like a 9.59.
I'd say a 7.5, but I'm going to take it.
Intoxicated right now, if you think that. Anyways,
I wouldn't say 9.5, maybe like an 8.9.
You know what? Why couldn't we have just stayed with what Liv said, pork chop?
I don't even want to give her too much confidence.
She's going through a breakup. Let her be a 9.5.
Okay.
Anyways, so you are over that threshold. So therefore, the guys don't care if it's obvious or care that they can sniff it out right away, because they're going to be interested because you're hot, so they want to talk to you either way.
See, this is the juicy content I like discussing.
I think that one's a little shaky. Now, this is what me and my friends have done in the past. Now, we'll be in a group, and when we're close to the very bottom of our drink, so there's not even a lot left, we will casually, accidentally, like, bump into them. And so I'll just like be from the back, bump into them with my back. And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry." Like,
rub your butt cheeks on it.
Not quite, but maybe. And I'll be like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry." Like, some girl just like flew in there. And then they're like, "Oh my gosh, no, I'm so sorry." And then like like spill a little bit of your drink or something. So like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Can I buy you another drink?
Oh.
So it kind of gets that into there. And also you didn't waste your drink because you already practically drank it all. And then that's how your group can start talking to their group.
Do you guys follow our technical producer in Houston, Lenny?
Yeah.
On Instagram? Did you notice he's got this like new clever way to meet girls on Tinder? What he does, he sends them like crazy messages. Real quick, Joe's not here today, so he usually gets Lenny on. Let me see if I could get him. Lenny, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us about this crazy way that you try to, you know, meet girls on Tinder.
Okay, so recently I've dubbed myself Tinder King because it works every time. Pretty much you just intro with something totally ridiculous. Like my newest one is like, dang girl, you bad. Not like Kylie Jenner bad, like 40-year-old MILF bad with two kids and a husband thing.
You insult them to hit on them?
No, it's not an insult. Because I say you're still bad. Or like I'll be like, dang girl, you look like the dragon from Shrek.
I mean, that's definitely an insult. Now, are you telling me, is this working? Are you actually getting girls this way?
Dude, my Tinder is popping. I've been on like three dates in the past two days.
What?
This does not matter. This does not matter because, again, he is over the threshold. Lenny is hot. Lenny is a thirst
trap. So let's rate him like we just rated Alex. What's his rating?
I wouldn't like it.
What? No, I'm saying like just physically, like him physically, so like how we rated you a 9.5 or an 8.9. How would you rate him on a 1 to 10 scale?
9.5.
Exactly. He's a 9.5. So he's over the threshold. So these don't work because anyone who's a 9.5 can literally do anything. They can like, you know, go number two on someone and the guy will still be like,
that's
wow,
right. That's actually,
I want to be with you.
That was actually going to be my next suggestion for what you should do at the bar to get a guy interested in you.
All right. So wait, rate me real quick. Rate me. What? How do I, is this going to work for me or do I have to do it the traditional way?
Do it the traditional way, pork chop.